this coming over the intercom. This is your captain speaking, and this is your captain shouting.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, life doesn't always go according to plan, does it? I had things I wanted to do this past 7 months, normal things, but complications from a ski mishap changed all that. My grandson, with whom I skied, said, "Do you wish you didn't go skiing?" Seth. I said, "Yeah, sometimes, but Jesus knows all about it, and I love to be with you." He said, "Let's go skiing again soon." I said, "Let's play a game of Uno instead." So we do. Laughter hasn't come easily for me lately, and that's why I need friends like Ed Landry. He has been featured on this program before after being told he had cancer and 2 months to live. Thank God he's still here, 23 years later. I just received a sympathetic email from Ed. "Sorry about the meniscus tear. I feel partly responsible. Every time I hit a home run over your head when we were younger, which was about every time I batted, you used to jump to try to catch it. Probably did irreparable damage to your body. If we ever play softball again, I will bunt out of compassion." Ah, what a guy. Ed and his wife Janet had a health scare recently. I'll let him tell you what happened. Janet had serious chest pain while we were walking, so when it did not subside quickly, I took her to a local ER. She is always healthy, so this one was a total surprise. She was admitted, and they discovered she had a bad blockage on the LAD artery, which is the main heart artery. There were complications with the location of the blockage, so they transported her to a large Nashville hospital that had a high-level cardiac wing. They found she had two blockages at the Y intersection of the main artery. One was 95% blocked, the other 98%. They did an angioplasty and inserted two stents successfully. The doctor told me that she barely missed the big one. She should have died when the strong angina pain hit her, but her heart was strong enough to survive. But it was very close to a serious heart attack. He told me the LAD is called the Widowmaker, because heart attacks there are 100% fatal. This happened 1 week ago today, and now she's home and doing great, like nothing ever happened. Praise God. Her instructions were not to pick up anything heavier than 5 pounds. I told the nurse it was good that we only do 4-pound laundry washes. Our life motto is, if you are not living on the edge, you are taking up too much space. When the doctor came in for the final visit, the entire event took 3 days, he asked if we had any questions, so I had one. I said, "Why do gorillas have large nostrils?" The doctor stared at me with a perplexed look, and he said, "I have no idea." So I helped him out. "It's because they have large fingers." When he left, he was still shaking his head, but he was laughing. Ed signed his email, "Friends Forever, Ed." "The guy who has everything in his body going out, except his meniscus," he said. "That's me." What kind of a guy can make someone laugh at such a serious time in life? The kind of guy I need in my life, I guess. The last while has been tough. You can tell from my voice, I think. But the kind of guy I need in my life, Ed is the kind of guy who is chosen as our Laugh Again Laugher of the Month. Woohoo! Congratulations, Ed Landry. When I grow up, I want to have your attitude. A moment-by-moment trust that whatever I'm in the midst of, God is bigger. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.